Welcome back to Show Me What You Got, and you're still hanging with your boy Deola D. Brown. Now over the phone with me is an incredible sports remedial therapist, and this man is so experienced in his work. He's worked with Olympians, world-class athletes, martial artists, was the official Athlete 36's remedial therapist for 8 years on two stints. He has also worked with Paralympians and water polo athletes. All the way from South Australia, Adelaide, Paul Zibieski. What's going on, Paul?
Thanks for having me, Deola.
You're welcome, man. Thank you. You're a busy man to get a hold of, but we did it. Now, I'm sure some of our listeners will be very keen to know who you are. So just tell us a little bit about Paul.
So as you said, I'm a sports remedial therapist. I came about that career a little bit by accident, where it was based off an injury, ironically. I was one of those athletes, whenever I went to the doc or the physio, I wanted to know a bit of the science behind that. And my inquisitiveness led me down a track to start studying in strength and conditioning, particularly, as I thought that was the path. I really enjoyed the gym, and I thought that could be a post-potential career in basketball to continue to work with athletes. But I ended up doing a three-week course that turned into 3 years in the sport remedial world, and Here I am.
Amazing, incredible journey. But of course, we have to touch a little bit on your sporting career now. You know, you had a crack at doing this thing professionally, playing at the highest level of the game up here in Australia, but unfortunately, that got derailed by injuries. You know, you got a crack with the Athlete 36s. Tell us a little bit about that journey and your playing experience.
So my playing experience started when I was 10 here in Adelaide. And my mama was a single mum with four kids. I was the oldest. Mm. And she could only afford to have one of us play sport. So because I was the oldest, I got that opportunity.
Yeah.
It was like another family, that camaraderie. You know, the coach was like a father figure, or... You know, there's been times in the past where I've said the court is my church and my coach is my preacher. So that started the passion, and very quickly in my late teens, I started showing some promise and started getting some niggles in the knees, particularly. I was about 19, nearly 20, and set a path of, you know, finding out what was going on. And just unfortunately, and possibly maybe the science wasn't as good as it is today.
Yeah, definitely wasn't.
But basically what was going on, there was some biomechanical issues both at my feet and also through my hips and shoulders, which wasn't picked up.
Mm.
And for the next sort of 4+ years, I was basically playing in pain. I had kneecaps that were rubbing against the condyles of the knee, which was causing pain and friction to the articular cartilage, which is, for anybody who suffered it, it's very painful, and it can become a situation where you wear it down and it becomes arthritic and you've got a lifelong sort of... problem. But fortunately, even after some exploratory surgery when I was about 23, I met a guy when I was about 24. I'd seen this gentleman's sports injury clinic. His name is Rick Montiatis, one of the most amazing sports physicians in the country, if not across the globe. He's worked with international athletes and still works today in his early 70s. He's an amazing man. But he was the first person to actually see what was wrong.
Wow.
By watching me just walk into his clinic up his hallway to introduce myself. I also knew about it because there was a Basketball Australian magazine back in the day, and I read an article about him helping Phil Smyth. Now, Phil Smyth, as we know, coached 36ers, who I ended up working with.
Yep.
But was 15 years, I think, he was captain of the Australian basketball team.
Yep.
And so I thought, well, this guy must know what he's talking about. I kid you not, within 2 weeks, I was 80% pain-free. I hadn't been pain-free in nearly 5 years.
In 2 weeks?
In 2 weeks.
That man must be working miracles, man.
And it's been a big influence on me, and he's actually been an influence. He was an influence to point me in the direction of becoming a practitioner myself.
Wow, amazing.
Unlike some other therapists, he recognized in me my intrigue and my want to know and understand.
Yeah.
And he helped build that. I was given an opportunity to go have some sessions with the Sixers and trial there, and unfortunately, the night before, I broke my big toe on the back of the heel of Willie Simmons, very storied career, African-American guy, 7-footer, who came out to Australia and stayed in Australia, lives in Australia and Melbourne now.
Yep.
Nothing was his fault. I just jammed my foot into the back of his big sort of 16.
He's a big unit, so I can tell.
Heel, you know?
Yeah. Gotcha.
And I felt like that broke me a bit mentally, and so I had to, you know, work through those demons a little bit, but it did affect my game moving forward. But once I got back from the ankle injury, I was still playing free. The opportunity to try with the Sixers again never came.
Yeah.
And so that started my journey, and what do I do from here?
Absolutely. That series of unfortunate events, definitely. But of course, you did not give up, because your dreams of working with the athlete at the Sixers still came to fruition. But this time as you, working as a sports remedial therapist for them for 8 years. Your first stint was 5 and the second was 3 years. Tell us a little bit about that experience and some inside scoops that people might want to hear.
Look, as a basketball guy and a coach, I was just a sponge. If we're talking just from a coaching perspective, what an amazing opportunity to be in the inner sanctum of Phil Smyth, Steve Breeny, and the likes of Joey Wright, Kevin Brooks. You know, mate, I was just a sponge. And, you know, that experience alone, just being in that inner sanctum, has helped me grow as a coach as well. Mm. It was really, both Phil and Joey Wright, philosophical coaches, philosophers of the game, very intelligent men, high IQs, but a very different delivery system. And I would say in that first halftime address of Joey Wright, tenure, he probably dropped the F-bomb more times than Phil Smyth did in five seasons. and that's not a derogative comment towards Joey or detrimental to him. He was just a passionate man.
Yeah, very passionate man.
He was amazing. But as a practitioner, the opportunity of working in the sanctum with all these athletes and meeting these amazing guys from overseas like yourself and many, many other guys, and just, you know, feeding off their own stories and their own stories of adversity and triumph. You know, and when you stop playing, mate, the one thing you miss is that camaraderie.
Absolutely.
And so the ability to be a part of a team outside the team, as a therapist or a coach, you're still a part of that camaraderie.
Correct.
And I think psychologically, us men, we need that. Yep. We need that.
Man, incredible insights from you regarding your professional career and all the great things you've done. Before we let you go, any words of advice or encouragement you're going to drop to people out there to get better buddies?
The best thing I can suggest and say, and I've been running a workshop for nearly 20 years off and on called What Does It Take to Be a Complete Athlete? / Person. Now, it's a bit long-winded, but basically it is teaching athletes and individuals that it's not just about being strong and having skill set for your sport. You've got to be hydrated. You've got to have healthy nutrition. That feeds your body, your mind. You've got to have the right amount of training. You know, so understanding limitations and what ceilings you can go to be the best. It's about creating an insurance policy against injury and keeping you on the field or on the court. Or if you do get injured, your body will be in that sort of condition that you will recover much quicker. And so that is the best thing I can ever advise any athlete. You've got to be the complete athlete. And one other thing, it was one of my favourite things I ever heard from a coach. And it was back in the days when Marty Clark was coaching. The session finished and he came over to the group and he looked at us all and he said to the kids, hands up, he wants to be a professional athlete. And most of the kids put their hands up.
Right.
They're starry-eyed. They've just watched their favourite players training and got to meet them. And they're all putting their hands up. And he goes, so are you acting professionally yet? And kids are looking at each other like, what does he mean? I'm not a professional yet. Why should I act professional if I'm not a professional yet? If you want to be a professional athlete, start acting professional now.
Right. Keep acting like a professional. Incredible advice from Paul Zabierski, of course. Thank you so much for coming on the program, Paul. Appreciate your time.
Diola, thank you so much. I feel very privileged to know you and to be a part of your podcast. It's been a pleasure. You know, move forward and have some success.
Great man right there, and one of the best to do it in the business of sports remedial therapy, Paul Zabierski, who has been a sports massage therapist for multiple sporting organizations and incredible athletes. But stay right there, because coming up next, all the way from Alice Springs and the very first Centralian to make it onto the AFLW stage, Jordan Hickey of the Gold Coast Suns.